This is Senator Al Simpson. Cable companies are now being obligated to air messages of hate and violence and can't do a thing to stop it. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, back in 84, Congress approved sweeping cable TV legislation. One of the little goodies we included in that bill was the public access channel, a way for average citizens to sound off. Now, some neo-Nazis, seeking ways to spread their message of hate and fear, have discovered public access channels are just the spot for them. Under present federal law, cable companies are powerless to stop them. Ted, it is so ironic that the FCC imposes decency rules on TV broadcasts but prohibits cable companies from even setting their own standards. Ted, this is a problem we created. We can fix it. Or will you be selling out for some contorted liberal view of free speech rights for Nazis and hate groups?
Tell it to Thomas Jefferson, Al. That's what the Bill of Rights is all about. Free speech for everyone, not just Al Simpson and speech you agree with. Cable companies understand the issue better than you do, Al. They don't like the garbage that parades under free speech either, any more than you and I do. But they know how important free speech is. They know the alternatives are worse. Who gets to be the censor? What else gets censored? It's the old Simpson double standard. You right-wingers don't mind censoring others, but you're quick to take offense when your own speech is challenged. Take the so-called PC movement on college campuses. That stands for political correctness, not personal computers. You're up in arms about that, Al, and rightly so, because it's an unfair attempt to muzzle right-wing speech. If you don't like what you hear on cable channels, Al, turn off the TV. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Women in Combat. They earned their wings in the Persian Gulf War. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.